Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to provide an update from this week's special Pella City Council meeting. Well, Mike, the Pella City Council meeting in special session this week, and in the regular business, a project that will draw the interest of many in our community. As we've mentioned, really over the past few months, housing has been a huge focus for the community, and that's no exception for a project that was approved this week, at least on the council support side of things. Let our listeners know what the council has expressed their support with and what they'll be working through over the next couple months to approve.
Well, Andrew, first and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And as you said, last night, the City Council did approve a conditional resolution of support for a proposed housing project by Harvest Investments LLC in the Bosselondon area. And to get the listeners up to speed on the conditional resolution of support, basically it's conditioned upon the developers meeting all city requirements in exchange for potential economic development incentives. Now, first of all, in explaining this item, it's important for the listeners to understand why the city is considering awarding economic development incentives for new housing projects within our community. We recently had a housing assessment done, performed for Marion County, and that housing assessment identified an additional 966 housing units that would need to be constructed by the year 2025 to meet the community's housing needs. Now, for the listeners, that's approximately a 15% increase in the city's housing stock. In addition, the city has also received concerns from our large employers on the lack of housing available in the community, and it's also expressed concerns that it's a potential impediment to growth. And so with that, the City Council is considering and has in the past awarded the economic development incentives for potential housing projects. This particular project is identified as a housing cooperative project, and really, Andrew, what it's geared for is intended for folks that might be looking to right size or downsize for their housing needs. And as I said earlier, it is located in the Bosselondon area, and it's in close proximity to the Bosselondon Clubhouse. It's a 29-acre project that abuts holes number 1, 2, 17, and 18. And what's specifically being proposed is a 39-unit complex that will offer numerous amenities to its residents. The overall cost of the project is $13.5 million. Now, when we talk about new housing developments, particularly sites that are currently maybe agricultural property or what folks would refer to as green sites, the number one impediment to constructing new housing projects is the cost of public infrastructure. In this particular case, the estimated cost to construct the public infrastructure that's identified as the new streets to the development, water, sanitary sewer mains, electrical infrastructure, is right around $950,000. What the council approved last night was a conditional resolution of support that was conditioned upon the developer meeting all city requirements, and including in that is constructing the public infrastructure to city standards and dedicating that public infrastructure to the city of Pella. So what is being proposed is the developer would be reimbursed over time for the cost of their cost to construct the public infrastructure that will be dedicated to the city of Pella. And the taxes from the new development or the housing complex or the $13.5 million complex would be used to reimburse the developer over time or the cost of $950,000. So once again, this was a conditional resolution of support. Based on the developer meeting all the city's legislative requirements and the property being rezoned for its intended use. It's also important for the listeners to understand that another benefit of the housing project that we have with this is that this type of housing is required under Iowa law. The city will be required to dedicate a portion of the future property tax revenues to benefit low and moderate income families within our community. And specifically, what we're required to do is dedicate approximately 36% of any award that we have to the developer to benefit low and moderate income housing within our community. That equates to approximately $342,000 over the next 15 years as well. So that's a significant investment that will be made for the benefit of low and moderate income families. So overall, Andrew, I want to stress to the listeners, this was a conditional resolution of support. The intent is to give the developers incentives to go through the city's development processes. And there's numerous legislative actions that will need to take place over the next couple months to make the development a reality, but this was the initial step last night.
And then at policy and planning, two long-term visions for the the Pella City Council. A lot of that, starting with the southeast side of the community and Oskaloosa Street, that main corridor, which over the years has seen some turnover in some of the businesses, and an area that I know the council has identified as a place that needs a little extra help in getting back and redeveloped. And that was the focus of one of the conversations at Policy and Planning. What is the council looking to do next to try and start addressing some of the concerns that have brought to them in regards to that Oskaloosa Street corridor?
Andrew, as you said, we did have a discussion on the Oskaloosa Street corridor. And when we talk about the Oskaloosa Street corridor, we're talking about Oskaloosa Street from Main Street all the way out to East 16th Street. But a big portion of our discussion really focused on the corner of Oskaloosa Street and Clark Street. And really what the council discussed last night was the potential redevelopment of the corridor. And anyone that's familiar with Pella, if you go to the corner of Oskaloosa Street and Clark Street, there are currently properties for sale or either vacant in that general area. And the general discussion last night is, what is the vision the city has for redevelopment of that corridor, and how can we translate that vision into reality as well? And ultimately, Andrew, there's going to be more items on this. Last night was just the initial discussion on it, but the direction staff received with this is to potentially secure a consultant to look at this corridor, to come up with ideas on possible redevelopment of the corridor, but also not only with ideas of what types of businesses could potentially be located on this corridor, but also strategies to tie those back into the city's economic development policy as well. So this will be an item that we'll be working on in the upcoming months.
Once again, that was Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.